الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا قيل لهم آمنوا كما آمن الناس قالوا أنؤمن كما آمن السفهاء ألا إنهم هم السفهاء ولكن لا يعلمون وقال الله تبارك وتعالى محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود وعن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال من كان مستنا فليستن بمن قد مات فإن الحي لا يؤمن عليه الفتنة أولئك أصحاب محمد وقال فأعرفوا لهم فضلهم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Most respected elders and friends, mothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I always had this wish and desire for a very long time to conduct a series on the great illustrious companions, sahaba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amazing personalities. They shine out among us like the stars in the darkness of the night. The Sahaba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were the first avenues of guidance from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They faced various challenges in life and they sought guidance from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in all the challenges of life. If you want guidance from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we want to know what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in a particular situation, in a particular condition. We are looking for solutions to various problems and challenges of our lives. Study the lives of the Sahaba and see what guidance Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given to them. Sahaba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many of them were children. How Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dealt with them as children? Many of them were youth. They faced youth-related problems. What guidance Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given to them? Many of them were husbands. What guidance Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given to them? The sahabiyat, female sahaba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, were wives. They were mothers. What were their challenges? And what guidance did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give to them? Many sahaba were businessmen. Many of them were hunters. Many of them traveled from one place to the other. They faced various challenges. They had community-related issues, marriage-related issues. And in the various challenges of life, they sought guidance from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What were the guidance that Nabi Kareem gave to them? And what were the solutions to various problems in life? For that, we have to study the lives of the Sahaba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is why I felt it is important for us to understand the Sahaba, study the lifestyle of the Sahaba, and use them as our models in our lives. Who are the Sahaba? And what is the definition of a Sahabi? In our books of hadith, books of aqaid, it is stated, مَنْ رَأَ النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ مُؤْمِنًا وَمَاتَ عَلَى الْإِسْلَامِ. That person who had seen Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the state of Islam, in the state of Iman, and died in the state of Iman. Quite a few conditions in this. One is, the person who had seen Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if a person did not see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, heard about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, although he may be present at the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is not a Sahabi. The fact that the gaze of a human being fell on this great illustrious personality, the greatest person and the greatest of mankind, that is sufficient to make a person a Sahabi. And if a person merely heard of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but his gaze did not fall on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is excluded from being a Sahabi. Second, the person's gaze must have fallen in the state of Iman. If a person did not see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the state of Iman, he has seen Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the state of Kufr. And later on he has accepted Islam, that doesn't qualify him as a Sahabi. In the state of Iman, in the state of internal purity, purity of the heart, purity of aqaid, his gaze fell on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that makes him a Sahabi. And furthermore, the person must die in the state of Iman. Otherwise, if a person, like it happened with many of the munafiqeen, outwardly they accepted Islam, but they died in the state of kufr, that doesn't make them Sahaba. So, this is very briefly a definition of who the Sahaba are. Our aqidah and our attitude towards the Sahaba, it is stated that we will not talk anything evil about the Sahaba. We will only talk good about the Sahaba. They were the direct link between Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and us. How will we understand the Quran al-Kareem without the Sahaba? How would we understand the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without the Sahaba? When that link is out, then there is no Sharia. There is no correct, proper understanding of the Quran al-Kareem. And that is why it is also stated that as-Sahaba kulluhum adul. All the Sahaba, each and every one, without any exception, every one of them are just. We cannot think evil of any Sahabi. And this is understood from the various ayats of the Quran al-Kareem and the ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And before I proceed with that, how would we one declare a person being a Sahabi? What proof do we have that a particular person is indeed a Sahabi? So if an information of a Sahabi comes through Tawatur. Tawatur is an academic term which means that there are so many people accepting and confirming him being a Sahabi that it is virtually impossible for all of them to coincidentally unite on a lie. That itself is indicative to the fact that indeed that person is a Sahabi. Or sometimes a Sahabi is known to be a Sahabi by virtue of shohra and being popularly known to be a Sahabi. Or otherwise, there are other Sahaba that are telling that so and so person is my colleague, he is also a Sahabi. And if a particular individual happened to say that I am a Sahabi, then we will judge him with the fundamental principles of declaring a person truthful or non-truthful. If the person were truthful, honest, just, and in academic term, because there were ulama sitting here, that bikhabrin, if there's an adil person, just person, aqil person, no reason for us to declare him to be a liar, then you will accept the information of the person that indeed he is a sahabi. I mentioned the sahaba, all of them are just. Each and every sahabi, without any exception. And this is understood from the various ayat of the Quran al-Kareem. In one verse of the Quran al-Kareem, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala very clearly states, the Sahaba are a measure. The Sahaba are a barometer. The Sahaba are a criterion of truth and haq of Iman. If we want to measure our Iman, then it must be collaborating with the iman of the sahaba. If a person got iman, but he claims to have iman, but if iman does not collaborate with the iman of the sahaba, then there's something seriously wrong. And that is why Allah says in the Quran al-Kareem, referring to the Jews, and generally the kuffar, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ, when it was told to them, to the kuffar, told to the munafiqeen, bring iman like how the people brought iman. And the first address is, with the sahaba. It's referring to a sahaba. From this we understand that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala refers the iman to a sahaba to be a criterion of proper judgment. قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَا. So the kuffar mentioned, should we bring iman like how the stupid people brought iman? Referring to a sahaba. On that Allah ta'ala immediately defends the sahaba. Ala innahum humus sufaha. Those people who say that the sahaba are stupid people, indeed they are the stupid people. In another verse of the Quran al-Kareem, Allah ta'ala says, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. تَعْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفَ وَتَنْهُونَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. All the commentators of the Quran state that the first addressees of this verse were the Sahaba. In one hadith, Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reported to have mentioned that Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala looked in all the creations and He chose the best of creation to lead the creation, and Allah Ta'ala chose Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then Allah Ta'ala looked in all the creation, who could be the best of the companions for Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and He chose the Sahaba. And in this verse Allah says, you are the best of mankind, you are the best of people, taken out for the benefit of mankind. First address is the Sahaba. They are going to sacrifice with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and they are the one going to set an example of how you propagate good and how you condemn evil. In one verse of the Quran al-Kareem, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the Rasul of Allah. وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ. And those people that were with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, referring to Sahaba. And look at the beautiful, amazing qualities Allah speak about the Sahaba. وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ. They were harsh. They were firm upon the kuffar. But when dealing with the Muslimin, رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. They were soft, loving, compassionate among themselves. They knew where to draw the line between being harsh and where to be soft. تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِدْوَانًا. You would see them, all the time they engage in the ibadat of Allah. You see them sometimes in the state of ruku, sometimes you see them in the state of sajda. And in all this, they are seeking the ridwan and the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And you want to know the sincerity of the sahaba? Sima hum fi wujuhihim min athari sujood. You could make out the sign of sincerity just from the faces. You could just see the face of the sahaba, glowing faces. Faces of nur of Allah, nur of iman on the face of the sahaba. And you could make out that these are sincere, selfless personalities worshipping Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In one verse of the Quran al-Kareem, Allah ta'ala speaks about, لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ. It was in the fifth year after the hijrah, or the sixth year after the hijrah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thought that he's going to perform umrah based on a dream that he had seen. The kuffar stopped Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the sahaba. It was on that occasion when quite a few negotiations were taking place between Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the kuffar of Makkah. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala to Makkah al-Mukarramah. Go and negotiate with the kuffar of Makkah. Tell them that we have only come here for umrah. We didn't come here to fight. So Allah was peaceful entry. We have the right to do that. We want the house belong to Allah and we want to make tawaf around the Kaaba Sharif. So kuffar of Makkah, they refused. But they held Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala back, and a rumor spread out that Uthman radiallahu ta'ala had been killed and assassinated. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was under a tree, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the bay'at of Ridwan. He told the Sahaba, this is my hand. He, one hand represent, and the other hand representing the hand of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala. All the Sahaba took bayat on the hand of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to avenge the blood of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala. Now on that, Allah ta'ala speaks about sincerity of the Sahaba. لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ. Allah is happy with the believers, those who have taken bayat under the tree, to avenge the blood of Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. Now, when Allah said that He is happy, and we believe that the knowledge of Allah is complete and comprehensive, perfect and absolute, there are no flaws, no deficiency, no discrepancy in the knowledge of Allah, how can then we say that Allah is happy now, but later on Allah got dishappy with the Sahaba? It can never be. In fact, in one verse of the Quran Kareem, there is clear proof that the Sahaba would have eternal salvation and success. يَوْمَ لَا يُغْزِ اللَّهُ النَّبِيَّ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will never disgrace the belief, will never disgrace Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and those that are with Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can keep on quoting ayat of the Quran Kareem to show the great illustrious maqam, position, lofty position of the Sahaba. Let's look at some ahadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala who says, مَنْ كَانَ مُسْتَنَّنْ فَلْيَسْتَنَّ بِمَنْ قَدْ مَاتْ. Anybody want to follow anybody's path? You're looking for a role model in life? Then choose those people or any one of those persons who have already passed away. The one that is living can never be safe from fitna. And then he further mentioned Ulaika Ashabu Muhammad. Those people that have passed away and whom you can rely to follow, they are the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he mentions three characteristics of them. Abarruhum quluban. They were most virtuous in the hearts. Wa a'maquhum ilman. They had great deep knowledge, full understanding, full insight and foresight on issues. And wa aqalluhum takallufan. They were least in pretense. They didn't pretend as though they are someone, whereas they are not that. That they had no pretense in them, they had least amount of pretense in them. Then Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala says, فَأَعْرِفُوا لَهُمْ فَضْلَهُمْ. Recognize the virtue of the Sahaba, understand them, create in our hearts the love for the Sahaba. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have mentioned, خَيْرُ الْعُمْرَانِ ibn Hussein radiallahu ta'ala narrates this hadith, خَيْرُ الْقُرُونِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. This is that hadith we normally hear on a Friday during the khutbah. خَيْرُ الْقُرُونِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. The best of people are the people during my time and era. That is the Sahaba. Then the ones after that referring to the Tabi'een, and the ones after that referring to the Tab'i Tabi'een. Rasulullah ﷺ then further mentioned that there are those people that after them the time that will come, yashhadun wala yustashhadun. People will readily give shahadat witness, false oath. They wouldn't be even asked for it. Wa yakhunun wala yu'tamanun. They were those people that will embezzle and they will not be even trusted. Wa yazhar fihim as-samim. And there will be those people who all just want to become big all the time. It's only about position and status. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have mentioned, Jabir radiallahu ta'ala says, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, La tamassun nar man ra'ani. O kama qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That sahabi, that person who has seen me, he will never, the fire of Jahannam will never burn him. Most respected elders and friends, if we are looking for a role model of truthfulness, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala stands out. We are looking at a role model for appropriate harshness. The personality of Umar ibn Khattab stands out. We are looking for a personality, a role model of shame and modesty, Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala stands out. And we are looking for a role model of justice, fairness and equity, it is Ali radiallahu ta'ala that stands out. If we are looking for a role model of deep understanding and faqahat of deen, Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala stands out. If we are looking for a youth, a youngster, that used his youth in the most appropriate way, Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abdullah ibn Abbas, Bara ibn Azib, Mahmud ibn Rabi, all these great sahaba, they stand out. And we are looking at loyalty, devotion, dedication, selflessness. Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah, he stands out. And the list goes on and on and on. So most respected elder and friends, inshallah, if on Thursday night, we will be talking about this great illustrious sahaba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the various incidents in their lives. We will try to identify the challenges that they have in life, apply to our own personal life, and look for solutions in that. Inshallah, we'll be guided with that, and inshallah, we'll also be inspired with that. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.